Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
I don't know what you were doing when 2020 was on the other evening, but Cynthia and I watched a segment of it. The segment was about bridge jumpers. A self-appointed photographer had set up his cameras across from the Golden Gate Bridge, spanning San Francisco to Marin County. And he put his zoom lens on to capture the sights that were hard to watch. It wasn't a snuff film. He didn't do it to arouse some kind of base curiosity. But I'm going to tell you, some of it I could not watch. As one person after another threw a leg over the 4-foot-high railing, stood there, and jumped. Men, women, teenagers jumped. Some couldn't look, so they fell backwards. Bridge jumpers. How can that be in this world where there is plenty to bring us a sense of hope, or is there? He made the comment in the middle of it, and I don't have no idea of the man's spiritual interest or beliefs. He just made the comment that just about everyone they chase down, and there are some clearly mentally ill, but not all. They are all anxiety-ridden. They've searched and searched and searched to find a reason to go on, and the list left them with nothing, and so they jump. I look back in some study notes of yesteryear, and these are now obsolete. They're greater now. But I was surprised to find back then that there's an attempt at suicide every minute of every day, 24/7. 70 people succeed every 24 hours. 70. There was a 300% rise of suicide rate in those aged 30 and below. Obsolete statistics. It's greater now. Why? It makes you quiet, doesn't it? The fruit of depravity is the dismal and miserable end to a life of unbelief and ungodliness. I return to the good news. If I had only bad news, I would have to stop preaching. The bad news sets us up for the wonderful news that God's love for you is surpassing anything you might try to suppress. His plan for you is greater than anything you could imagine. When he sent his son to die on that cross, he had you in mind. Left to yourself, I warn you, it is only a downward spiral to the point where God gives you over to the consequences. And every once in a while, through the report of a gun or the blast of an explosion or the stabbing of a knife, you read of, or perhaps tragically witness, depravity again.
The world is full of bad news because everyone's depraved. But here's the good news. God bought you a way out, a way back to Him. God's love for you is so great that He sent His Son to die for you.
This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, "The Bad News About the Whole World," was copyrighted in 2006. and this Life Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2012 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.